237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and make your gardening an awful lot easier. I know gardening is fun, and, you know, it's enjoyable, and it's great to pick all the fresh vegetables and the flowers, but it's work, too. And that's the reason for this program, is to try and help you to enjoy what you're doing in the garden so that you can relax and enjoy everything at the same time. So if you're having a question or a problem, just give us a call. It's toll-free. It's 800-259-9231. Give us a call right now. Talk with Don, and we'll get you right up and try and help you with your garden. Now, earlier in the program, I was telling you about some of the new ways to control Japanese beetles. The traditional way is with a chemical that will kill the grubs in the ground, or you can use a chemical of different ways when they're flying around and mating. There's the milky spore disease that works very well, but it takes about 3 years of treating the soil, but then it's good for 20. So that's a great way to do it. And then the third way is some new technology coming out of Canada. And I'll give you a website for you to go look at, and you can see what it's all about. The website and the name of the company is called Environmental Factor. And these are microscopic worms. They're called nematodes. And you would buy them at your local garden center, or you can order them directly from the internet. And you put them in a bottle sprayer that you traditionally put a weed killer or an insect killer in, and you spray them on your lawn. And these microscopic worms, once they get into moist soil, will be in search of the Japanese beetle grub. And they kill everything. And the way that they work is really kind of neat. They find a grub, and they will enter through the body, through the skin of it, where there's a joint and where the skin is softer. Once they get inside, they begin to feed on the body of the grub. They mate, they lay eggs, more nematodes develop, and eventually they consume the whole body, and then they move out and they attack more. The problem is that they last for a year, because if you live in the northern half of the country, the ground freezes. And when it freezes, it kills a lot of them. But it's effective. And for the entire year, and even now, I mean, right now the Japanese beetle grubs are mating like crazy. They're laying eggs. This is the best time to put down these nematodes, because the eggs are going to hatch in the days to come. You're going to have small grubs, and these nematodes can kill the smaller ones a lot faster than a grub that's the size of your thumb. So check out the website, Environmental Factor, and if you go to your local garden center, ask them if they have live nematodes from Environmental Factor that you can buy and treat your lawn with, and one application will kill all of the grubs in your lawn and garden. How's that? Let's go to phone lines. Don, who's up next?
This is Stanley from Massachusetts, who has a question about hydrangeas.
Stanley, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you,
yes,
Paul?
Yes, how can we help you? Good. And yourself, Stanley. How can we help you today?
I have some hydrangea, endless summer plants we put in about 3 months ago. And they were put in with blossoms in them. My question is, how much water and how often should we give these plants? That's number one. And number two, when it comes time, when should we prune and how should we do that?
Okay. Hydrangeas, especially the first year, require a lot of water. They've got great big leaves, and they drink more water than any plant that I know. So they're going to need to be watered probably a couple times a week. And if you get daytime temperatures in the 90s, like we've had in the last couple of weeks here, you may be watering them sometimes every day, because they're young and the roots have not had a chance to get into the soil where they can pick up the water that they need. So if you see that it's droopy, give them a good drink. But once they're next year at this time, it's going to be watering according to the amount of rain we get. If the weather is good, it doesn't get too hot, you may only water it once every couple of weeks. Unless it gets really hot, then it's going to be more often. But what I would like to see you do, Stanley, that will really help you a great deal, go to your local garden center and pick up something called soil moist. It's granules. It looks like rock salt. And you don't need a lot. So you don't need to buy a 5-pound bag. You can buy a little envelope. And what you're going to do is you're going to take a crowbar and about a foot away from the plant, punch half a dozen holes about 6 inches deep into the ground. And in each of these holes, you're going to put about a teaspoon of the product in the hole. No more than a teaspoon. If your soil is really sandy, if you've got some decent soil, use a half a teaspoon. Put a half a teaspoon in each of the 6 holes. Take your crowbar, jam it into the ground as deep as you can, fill in the hole, and water the plant. The soil moist granules will expand, and it will look like jello. The roots will grow inside the soil moist. When it wants water, it will pull it out of the gelatin, and it will shrink. When you water, it will swell up again. So they're like sponges in the ground, and it will really help a great deal for you as far as watering. That way, if you decide, I want to go away for a week in August, and the temperature is in the 90s when you're gone, you don't have to worry that the plant's going to be dead when you come back. Okay? Now, when your blue hydrangeas get done flowering, cut off the flowers. And that way, the plant will use this energy to become stronger for next year. When you look at your hydrangea plant right now, you're noticing a lot of new growth coming from the center of the plant. Those branches that are forming right now, those are branches for next year. They don't have any blooms on them for the most part. Those are branches that are going to be making flower buds during the late summer and into the fall, for blossoms for next July, June, July, and August. Okay? Now, if your hydrangeas are really big, and I was down on the Cape, and I've never seen hydrangeas as big as they are this year. This new growth that's coming out, if you want to prune that back now, you can. But you've got to prune it while the plant is actively growing so that the plant can make a scab where you made the cut. If you wait until the fall and you prune your hydrangeas, let's say in September or early October, you cut it. When the days get shorter, plants are taking the energy that they're making and they're sending it down to the roots to be stored for the winter. They're not using it to make new growth. They're not using it to make a scab. And that way what happens is you've got an open cut, an open sore, and the leaves fall, and when the wind blows during the winter, it dehydrates the plant by pulling moisture out of that open wound. And that's why it's important that you do your pruning early so that it has time to make the scab. So if you want to control the height, prune that new growth now. Cut it back by as much as one-third, no more than that. And when the flowers go by, prune them all off. That way the energy goes into the plant to make it stronger during the winter and better for next spring. And fertilize it. I like to fertilize hydrangea, especially the blue one, spring and fall. I use the holly tone because the blue hydrangea, to keep the flower blue, you need to use an acid-based fertilizer. And there's also a product from Dr. Earth called Acid Adoring. And you would use either that or the holly tone fertilizer. They're both organic. And the Dr. Earth Acid Adoring has something called probiotics in it. There's a lot of mycorrhiza, fungi, and bacteria that really helps them to produce a root system faster, keeping them that much healthier. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Call right now, and we'll help you to have a great gardening season. It's July. We have a lot of growing time ahead of us. Outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Esfoma, the company that makes holly tone and plant tone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Now, you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Well, last week we announced our spring trip, and if you'd like to get some information, this is going to be so unique. My wife is working on the website right now, and this is truly going to be the best garden tour we have ever planned. We're going to Ireland May 13th through the 22nd, and we have worked with a travel agency in Ireland. They visited 30 gardens. They've selected 10. And it is going to be incredible. We'll have the website up next week for you to look at so that you can see all the pictures. But 10 gardens, a castle. You'll be in, starting in Shannon, ending in Dublin, going to Galway, to Killarney, to Waterford. And it is going to be incredible. So if you'd like to get some information, I'll give you a phone number and you can give them a call on Monday and they'll send you a brochure. The number is 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. And it's incredible. And the prices are great. It's going to be just unbelievable. And when you see this website that my wife is working on, and you see some of these gardens, there's one garden that Queen Victoria stayed in for a year. And one garden is over 3 acres of just flowers and topiaries and all kinds of things. So give them a call. They'll send you the information. And next week we'll have the website up so that you can see what these gardens look like. And I think it's something that's going to sell out very, very quickly. And if you've never been to Ireland, May is a wonderful time. A lot of things are in bloom. And it's not hot so that you can enjoy the travel. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Madeline from New Hampshire who has a question about blueberries.
Madeline, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
We have a huge problem with blueberries and blueberry maggot. Anything we can do, but we also keep bees, so we don't want to do anything that's going to hurt the honeybees.
Okay. The first thing that you need to do, Madeline, is in the fall and again in the spring, what I do for all of my berries, and I've got some blueberries, and I use it on my apples. I use horticultural oil or all-season oil, and you combine it with a lime sulfur spray or a copper spray. Copper and lime are pretty much natural, but you apply it to the plant when the plant is dormant, when the leaves come off. And the copper or the lime will kill disease spores on your plants, and the all-season oil will kill eggs of insects that were left there by adults this season. So they lay the eggs on the twigs, on the leaves, on the branches. So if you can clean the garden thoroughly in the fall, get all those leaves out, and then spray it with all-season oil and either lime sulfur or copper or a fungicide, that will kill them before they get a chance to get started. And I do it in the fall, usually in October, and then again in late March, early April, before things go. Now, when the blossoms on your fruit fall, use a general-purpose fruit tree spray. Now, you can buy a chemical version. You can buy an organic. There's a company called Organic Control out of Florida, and their totally organic fruit and berry spray is called Organocide. And all of the garden centers carry it, and it's very safe, all natural. It was developed for the citrus industry, and it works wonderful. So you do that, and you'll have no maggots in your blueberries. Don, who's up next?
Up next, we have Liz from Cape Cod, who has a question about Acusa dogwood.
Liz from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning. I have a Acusa dogwood that my neighbor gave me about 4 years ago. It was a baby from his huge tree, and it doesn't know if it wants to be a tree or a bush. Right now, the main stem is about 3 feet tall, but the whole plant is about 6 feet tall, and it branches all over. I don't know how to prune it.
Okay. We're coming up on a break. When we come back, I will tell you exactly how to take care of your Acusa dogwood, because that's my favorite plant. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try My Pillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, My Pillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. My Pillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. My Pillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. My Pillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. My Pillow Pillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, My Pillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. My Pillow for the rest of your life.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. Dawn, who's up next? Oh, no, we're talking about Liz with her Coosa dogwood. Liz, a Coosa dogwood is very different than your traditional southern variety of dogwood, the one that blooms in the spring. The Coosa dogwood is a multi-stem plant. And it's going to be more shrubby than a regular dogwood that grows into a single stem. So what you're going to need to do is select the biggest 2, 3, or 4 branches and do some selective pruning lower on the plant and remove some of these suckers that is keeping it more as a shrub. And that's something that you can do right now. So just take a pair of hand pruners or some loppers and look at the tree and figure out which is the one that is going to be more tree-like in growth habit. If you've got one that's spreading, growing more horizontal than vertical, then that would be the branch to remove. The branches that are growing vertical, straight up in the air, those are the ones that you want to keep. But I have Acusa dogwood on the left side of my house. I have a variegated one in my Japanese garden. And this year I planted a pink blooming variety. The pink blooming variety is a single stem. The variegated is a single stem, but my white, which is the one that I really, really love, has five branches coming out of the ground, and I pruned it to prevent it from spreading as much as it would just by selecting and removing some of these horizontal growing branches. And that's all you need to do, okay? Don't be scared. Say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Don, who's up next?
This is, let me see, Carol from Hudson, New Hampshire, who has a question about a jade plant.
Okay. Carol from Hudson, New Hampshire, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Very good. I have a jade plant that isn't too old, and it's been growing very well, but unfortunately, I have this one main stem that has grown so tall, it's flopped over. So I'm wondering, can I cut this back, or what can I do with this?
What you could do is just get a green stake and put the stake under it to hold it into the position that you want. Sometimes jade plants grow real, real quick, and they get kind of floppy. And by staking it and leaving it staked like that, for probably a couple of months, it will stiffen up in the position that you place it at. I remember when I first started gardening, we were getting bare root jade plants from California. We would get them in early July, bare root, and then we would pot them up, and we had to stake them because there were branches that they had pruned and rooted. And we would just stake them, tie them with some soft string that's not going to bite into the stems themselves, and which in a matter of just 4, 5, 6 weeks, those branches were nice and stiff again. And I think that would be the best thing for you to do. But remember, don't tie it tight, because the jade plant will get to be thick, and the stems, like a lot of plants, are going to be very thick and very succulent and soft and watery. So use some like a twist them. You can use some yarn, something that's going to be, but don't tie it tight. Give it a little bit of play, and you'll be in much better shape. And feed them. You know, use a liquid fertilizer if you remember to feed. If you're like a lot of us and we tend to forget what's happening, use a time-release pellet. I have a jade plant right outside my front door right now that's 5 years old. It's in a 12-inch pot, and it spreads about 2.5 feet, and it's probably 3 feet tall. And I keep moving that pot every 3 years. But like you, they were soft, they were flexible, and by tying it, I give it the shape that they want. Thank you. Don, who's next?
This is Wendy from Massachusetts, who has a question about tomatoes.
Wendy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Question on my tomatoes. They started turning yellow in the middle of the plant, not at the bottom. And also they're dying from the top down.
What do you mean dying?
Like shriveling up and dying. Well, everything's all gray and turning, I don't know. They're just dying from the top.
They're just dying from the top. They're getting plenty of sun.
Oh, yes.
And how far apart did you space them?
They're about 2.5 to 3 feet apart.
Okay, so that you've got air that circulates around the plants.
Yep.
Okay. Have you put anything on them yet, Wendy?
Insecticide or something like that? No, but they've been fertilized like every 2 weeks with Neptune's Harvest.
Okay. What I'd like to see you do is you need to get a fungicide on there. If you want to stay natural, go to a local garden center, and you can get a product called Serenade. And Serenade is a totally organic natural fungicide that was developed in California for the tomato industry. And I think if you can give it a good application of that, the yellowing of the foliage on the inside, traditionally, if it turns yellow from the inside out, it's usually getting a little bit too much water. So try and cut back. Tomato plants need about 1 inch of water per week. That's all they need. They don't need to be watered, you know, 3 times a week or 4 times a week. If you can give them a good soaking once a week, that's all you need to have good tomatoes. If you get temperatures in the mid-80s to the 90s and warmer, then you want to water the garden more often. And if you can keep the water off the foliage of your tomato plant and put it right on the ground in the form of a soaker hose or just running the water from the hose directly around the plant, that's going to be a lot better. But I would continue to feed the plant every couple of weeks with the Neptune's Harvest, and I'd like to have you try the Serenade. It's in a pink bottle. A lot of the garden centers carry it. It's totally organic and very, very safe, and it's designed for tomatoes. So give that a try, okay? Thank you. Don, who's next?
Up next, this is Ted from Cape Cod, who's also got a question about tomatoes.
Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I enjoy listening to your show every Sunday. I've got some beautiful tomatoes coming, best ever. The thing is that I fear by August all my tomatoes are going to be gone. Should I plant another plant or two so I'll have some for September, or can I prune these, cut them back somewhat to extend the tomato crop?
Well, tomatoes should be flowering right up until frost. What I do on my tomatoes, Ted, is if you get a flower that's fertilized September 1st, that fruit is not going to be big enough for you to harvest. So what I try and do by September 1st is I pinch the top off all of my tomato plants, preventing it from making any additional new growth, preventing it from making any additional flowers, and that way all the energy goes directly into the fruit that are on the plant at that time so that they mature before the frost comes. And the ones that are green will get big enough that I can harvest them and use them for piccalilli or relish, or even wrap them in newspaper and put them in a cool basement and eat them at a later date. We always did that as kids growing up. My father in the fall would harvest all of the tomatoes, the red ones we would use for spaghetti sauce, and all kinds of gravies and things like that. The green ones, we would make piccalilli, we'd make relish, but the real good ones, he would wrap in newspaper, put it in the basement, and it would slowly ripen. And when they turned yellow, we put them on the windowsill. And there were many years where we were eating tomatoes right up until almost Christmas that were stored in the basement that was cool. So it's too late to plant tomatoes now. The season, tomatoes take 90 days or more to become productive. So even though if your garden center's got some 12-inch tall tomatoes, they won't be mature enough between now and the fall. So take care of what you've got. If you can feed them every couple of weeks with something like Miracle-Gro or the Neptune's Harvest, a water-soluble fertilizer that's going to push that plant and keep them watered, especially when it gets hot, you'll have all the tomatoes that you want. And traditionally, tomatoes are more productive at the end of the season than they are at the beginning of the season. And that's why everybody wants to get the tomatoes in so that they can have some by mid-July. But in September, you'll have enough tomatoes for the whole neighborhood. Thank you, Ted. Don, who's up next?
This is Jim from Massachusetts, who has a question about his dogs with the grass.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. I've got two female dogs that are on a run-like, and they are peeing and killing the grass quite a bit. I don't know if there's something
interact
it.
There are a couple of things that you can do. There is a product, and I don't know if all the garden centers have it, but there is a product that you can spray on the ground that will neutralize the urine and change it to a fertilizer. The other thing that works pretty good is if you can open up the soil, if you have a soil that has a lot of clay in it, you can use a liquid gypsum. And the liquid gypsum will coat the individual particles of clay, preventing them from sticking. And that way, when the dog pees and it rains, it will wash the urine out of the root zone, or you can irrigate. If you check with your vet, the vet can give you something that you can put into their food that will help to neutralize the acidity. And that will prevent a lot of the burning. But if you can open up the soil to let the urine leach out quicker, that will work. And I can't think right now what the name of the product is. It'll come to me, and I'll give you the name of the product that you can use on your lawn that will prevent the burning. The phone number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus. Sluggo Plus just made gardening easier. With its new formulation of iron phosphate plus spinosad, Sluggo Plus controls snails and slugs, plus earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus packs a powerful punch and can be used on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. With the added control of 4 pesky garden insects, Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Simply scatter Sluggo Plus pellets evenly around and near the base of the plants to be protected. It remains effective even after rain or sprinkling and can be applied to vegetable gardens up to 3 days before harvest. When it comes to snail and slug control, Sluggo Plus is a gardener's best friend. Plus, you get control of earwigs, roly-poly or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Approved for organic gardening, new formulation Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231, and coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk with Stephen Ford about the future of gardening and the new technology. And believe me, you are in for an earful about what's going to be taking place in your garden in the years to come. It really is going to be exciting. So make yourself a pot of coffee. Look at the Sunday paper. Get your notepad out, because we're going to give you some names of products for the future. And that way you'll know what to get. Dawn, who's up next?
This is Mary from Maine, who has a question about her lawn.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Very nice to talk with you. I have two lawn questions, and then just a question on a product you advertised earlier. Okay. I have extensive ant problems in my lawn, and I have tried mixing 20-mulatine borax with sugar, but the nests are so extensive now, I'm wondering if there's anything else that I could use.
Okay. And what was your second question?
The second one is puffballs.
They're growing your lawn?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your third question? Might as well get all three in, then
okay.
I'll go right down the line.
You had advertised something for mold on house siding earlier.
Yes. Wet and forget.
Wet and forget. Okay.
Yes. As a matter of fact, during the 8 o'clock hour, the man who invented it, is going to be on the radio with us, and he's going to tell you about Wet and Forget, how it got started, and why they developed this product and all of its uses. So your timing is perfect. I'm really happy. We have Steve Ford, and he's come in from New Zealand, and he asked if he could join us today. So he's come from New Zealand in like 2 days ago. So he still is a little bit groggy with the time changes, because it is 10 hours. But he's going to tell you about Wet and Forget and a couple of new products that his company has been working on that I'm telling you is going to be very, very exciting. But, okay, for ants, the sugar and borax is very good to control them around the foundation of your house, in your basement, because you're going to put little piles like a teaspoon or a tablespoon on the upper part of your foundation in your basement. So anything that comes in your house will smell the sugar. They'll eat the sugar and the borax, and it will rupture the shell of the insect and it kills them. You can sprinkle it around the foundation of your house, and they'll smell the sugar, bring it to the nest. But to treat a whole yard, it would almost be impossible. One of the best products on the market is made by Bayer Advanced, their lawn and garden division, and they have something called Bayer Complete. And it will take care of not only the ants, but it'll take care of fleas and ticks. It will take care of Japanese beetle grubs and a lot of common insects on your lawn. The puffballs that are coming up in your lawn is in the mushroom family. And if you're getting mushrooms in your lawn, that is a signal that you have a lot of organic matter. Mushrooms love a rich soil. Mushrooms will come when we get into a wet period. So the month of June was very dry. Half of July was very dry. And now we're getting a lot of rain. So these dormant spores, because we're getting all this rain all of a sudden, are waking up. They're making mushrooms, and the mushroom is not a weed. A mushroom comes up, it opens up the umbrella, it drops its spores, and it's gone. But it doesn't kill any plants around it. It pushes its way through the grass, makes a little tiny opening, is there for a couple of weeks, and then it's gone. But it's telling you that you have a lot of organic matter in your soil, and that's a good sign. So if you don't like the look of them, just pick up a bucket, walk in your lawn, pick the mushrooms, and dispose of them. So you don't need to use any weed kills. Again, they only last a couple of weeks, and then they're gone.